Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Mick Aaron Farm Talk on Monday visited with Mike Newland of the Propane Education Research Council on renewable propane.
At the National Biodiesel Conference, we talked about a variety of renewable fuels, and all of a sudden, I'm sitting at a table with you, Mike, and we're talking that there is a renewable propane coming or in development. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, just as you mentioned a few minutes ago, we're keeping a very close eye to a lot of those feedstocks that you just mentioned. And the reason is all of those processes put off a small amount of propane. And with all of those renewable sources comes a propane that has a renewable component to it as well. And some people are listening to this thinking, how are we calling this renewable propane? Well, and it all comes back to, where does that feedstock come from? So the propane itself molecularly is exactly the same to what everybody's used to using around the farm today. So that's the beauty of it. We don't have to do anything different to our equipment to burn this renewable propane versus our conventional propane. So that's the good news. But it does garner the attention of some folks that pay attention to those things. And what I mean by that is, you know, I'm sitting in Ohio. You guys are in the Dakotas today listening to this. But as you travel different parts of the country, different folks have their eyes to carbon intensity scores and things of that nature. Well, renewable propane has a much different carbon intensity score than what we call conventional or traditional propane. So that's why it's important. So how, you know, the market today is very small, but we are constantly looking for additional sources and additional gallons of renewable propane. And that's why you and I bumped into each other at that conference. I was just seeing what I could garner from that discussion. And like I said, we're looking for those processes that are coming online. We need to make sure, as an industry, the propane industry does, that those folks know that those extra gallons of propane aren't just the conventional version, that they have value to them, and the propane industry wants to have a conversation with them about those gallons and how to protect those gallons and find a good home and a way for them to get those into the renewable propane stream, if you will.
All righty. Well, Mike, the renewable diesel that is being developed, everybody is learning that it is not the same as biodiesel. It is chemically the same as diesel, which is refined. The molecule is cracked under heat and pressure, and here comes a diesel fuel that is renewable, but it is refined. And renewable propane, again, it comes off of that refining process also. Is that true?
That is the case. And like I said earlier, it's molecularly, you can't tell the two apart between renewable propane and conventional propane. So that's the good of it. And you know, they behave the same. They're transported the same. They go through an engine or a grain dryer exactly the same, or a forklift, depending on where you're in the country. You know, and like I said before, in the Midwest, it's not that big of an issue for us. The Midwest states aren't really spun up too hard about keeping track of carbon intensity scores. I mentioned to you before we went on the air here that I'm going to be in California next week at World Ag Expo all week. That event's hosted in Tulare, California. Tulare, you know, once you go across and get into California, things are measured. And California measures carbon intensity on absolutely everything. And, you know, renewable propane is a big deal there. So we're trying to get every gallon that we can into those states where carbon intensity is measured. It's a big deal for our industry. It's a big deal for those folks who are using propane successfully today and want to continue to use their propane equipment that's performing really well. You know, for example, there's a small engine ban that's being debated in California today that could impact all the forklifts that are being used in California. So we're trying to find those guys better fuels that meet California's stringent requirements, and renewable propane could be one of the ways that we help them out.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.